It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
Yesterday, I talked to you about Major League Baseball. It appears that the owners have driven the car through the fog, and there will be a 60-game schedule to start late July. In order to help with extra inning situations, the plan is to start with a runner on second base. As of now, based on 374 people that have responded to our Graddock poll, 66% have said you want there to be an MLB season. There's been a school in Cobb County that has had some COVID issues with its athletes. Not meaning to be cavalier about this mess, any time you have people together, you run into the risk of getting sick. Just like when you drive your car, you run into the risk of having a wreck. Of course, you take all kinds of precautions. However, the risk is still there. Let me assure you about the area high school's resumption of training. There are well-monitored guidelines in place to mitigate the risk as much as possible. For those of you that sat at a basketball game bored to tears because one team held the ball, relief is on its way. Beginning in the 21-22 season, the GHSA will allow a shot clock in approved holiday tournaments, and it can also be used in region games. It'll be mandatory for all games in the 2022-2023 season. I'll have more on that later and some information about officials' camps and training, recreation sign-up schedules for football and fall baseball. Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.